This past week, the intelligence committees of both the Senate and House of Representatives began examining the intelligence presented by the Bush administration to justify the war in Iraq. The committees met behind closed doors. Dana Priest of the Washington Post has been keeping track of these committees, and we've asked her to help us understand what these hearings are about. Dana Priest, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So Republicans are saying these hearings are simply routine oversight work, the usual kind of review that intelligence committees conduct every week. Are these hearings really routine?
Well, they're not really, for several reasons. One is it's taken a lot of effort on the part of the CIA and the intelligence community up to this point to bring together all the documents that these committees have asked for, and they don't ask for those things lightly because they know the agencies have lots of other things to do. So they've asked them for loads of documents to show how they made the case and how they can support the case that the president made. It's not yet a full-blown investigation. It is an inquiry, but it's of a different nature and certainly a more political nature than just a simple oversight that's routine.
So is the question here whether or not the information was accurate from the beginning, or is it whether the information was used in a way to justify a particular political point of view?
I think it's both. First, they want to see what the intelligence community was using to come to the conclusions that it did. And I don't think they'll get to the very bottom of all that, because they're not looking at the most raw intelligence and trying to figure out, well, did they somehow skew this? But they also will look at, for instance, the underlying intelligence that supported Secretary of State Powell's case before the UN. So they'll have the speech, and then the speech is dissected into various parts, and all of the intelligence that went to support those statements in the speech will be available to see by the committee in a more than 10 binder collection that the intelligence community has sent over to look at. And they'll also look at things like the controversial case of uranium oxide from Niger, which was referred to in the President's State of the Union address when he said that Iraq had been trying to purchase uranium from an African country, and he meant Niger. We've learned since that those documents that allegation was based on were forged, and we know that the CIA, at least, was very cautious about them at a certain point.
Are members of Congress expressing anger about this?
Well, not surprisingly, members of Congress, particularly the Democrats, are already expressing anger over the possibility that this happened, because they themselves do not have the entire answer, but they have enough pieces, generally from reporting in newspapers and on television.
But polling recently has shown that Americans might now accept the fact that some of the arguments the administration has made about the weapons of mass destruction might have been overstated. Nevertheless, they don't seem to be opposed to the war, and they think that getting rid of Saddam Hussein, or at least removing him from power, was reason enough to intervene. So if the public is behind the president on Iraq, can we really expect Congress to try to make an issue over this failure to find weapons of mass destruction?
Well, I think that's a very good question, because I think that's the reason we haven't seen a lot of criticism beforehand. After all, some of the intelligence committees had much more information about the case than we did. And why is it that you only see criticism in the press, or you see the unearthing of some of these discrepancies between intelligence and statements only in the media? And I think it is because the Democrats as a party have not been totally on board with criticizing the president over the war in Iraq.
Dana Priest is a reporter from The Washington Post. She joined us from The Washington Post newsroom here in Washington. Thanks very much.
Thank you.